The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And with that, we welcome you to the Marhill Mount Academy campus and the Hammerdale Gymnasium is working set for high school basketball. That's right. It is the debut of the 2022-23 season as it's a conference and county rivalry. ACCHS hosted by Marhill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at a K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Cowles with you here courtside. It is great to have you along this evening. First two JV games in the book, and MHMA coming away with wins in both of those. We will get now to the varsity game crowd. You know it's going to be good, and it is. The place is really, really full, very well attended. Perfect night outside to get out and around it. As December has rolled around, so has basketball. That said, public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for ACCHS Lady Tigers under head coach Austin Eckert. They're going to be starting Jordan Kaplinger and Aaliyah Wallish with Natalie Nitz and Lainey Pannell, four seniors and one sophomore, Kinsey Bowerly. For Morehill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens and head coach Luke Noel, they're going to be starting juniors Jordan Rink and Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban, seniors Hannah Coker and Scarlett Bagley. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. It'll be tip-off time. The ladies' game, the first of our high school hoops double-handed for the guys coming up next. We'll return right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to the MHMA campus in Atchison, Kansas. Public address announcer getting those starters introduced. And, you know, a lot of games going on around the area as season's getting underway tonight. They include games like Pleasant Ridge is at Jefferson County North tonight. You're going to have Axtella, Donovan West. Riverside is at Troy this evening. Jackson Heights goes to Royal Valley. It'll be McLeod at Horton this evening. Valley Falls traveling to Oskaloosa. Centralia at Nemaha Central. Marysville at Sabetha. And across town, it is Rossville at Atchison. So those are some of the games going on around the area here this evening. Getting everything lined up. Got our crew here this evening. They look like they're set to go. And, you know, these teams have been thinking about this for, well, probably for some of them since last March when last season ended. Been practicing for a long time. And this is where, if you're going to have a huge year, if you're going to have that magic year, it starts tonight. It starts game one. Got to have some good things happen. You want to come out of the blocks fast. So let's see how it all goes. For ACCHS, it'll be the Traveling Black with orange and white. For MHMA, it's the home whites with gold and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle, it is going to be Rink and Wallace. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Atchison County. And we're underway. ACCHS will swing it over wide to the right side. Panda will bring it back up on top. Getting it there to Bowerly. Feet underneath the shot. It's going to go in and up and off the window and good. And Atchison County has broken out on top. With a layup off the right side by Bowerly. 2-0, Lady Tigers. Scarlett Bankley with the basketball. Skips it over to the right side to Banowitz. Dumps it off outside the right block. Coker back to Banowitz. She'll bring it off on top. Driving in as Urban. Changes directions. Goes in. Goes up. Nice move. Bethany Urban. First bucket of the season for MHMA. Tying the game at 2. Less than a minute into the contest. Each team has had a possession. Each team has been able to collect their first point of the game. Kaplinger with it comes out on top. The three is launched from way outside. It's up and missing. And a rebound is pulled down by Rink. Here comes MHMA. Down the right side with it is going to be Coker. She holds it up, looking up, needing some help. Gets it from Urban. Bethany with a left-hand dribble. Goes all the way around the outside. Played on the player defense. Kind of bumped along a little bit. And the ball is going to be thrown away by the Lady Ravens. 6:44 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-2 ball game. So each team scoring on its first possession. Neither team scoring on its second. Kaplinger brings it down. Comes out on top of the net. Natalie works her way around to the right side. Feeds off the block. And it's going to be knocked away by Coker. But she got no help to pick up the loose basketball. It'll be taken by the Tigers. And now we've got a whistle and a turnover. We're going to get a traveling call down underneath, and it's 6:28 to go into opening quarter. Going to come back again to MHMA. Walking it up the court, Bethany Urban. Bethany will take her time and bring it across at the logo. Skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be taken there by Bagley. Back it will go. Bethany should kick it off on top. Rink comes out, flashes up from the high post. Looking to try to get it to Banowitz, who gets tripped, falls to the floor, able to pick the ball up, and they're going to say she fell to the floor, she travels with it, and Pope will turn it over a second time at 2 minutes into the game, 2-2 is still the score. Back up with it will come the Tigers. Kaplinger will bring it across at the middle and ease over to the right side. MHMA in a Player defense, the feed down low, trying to get it to Wallace. Their rocket pass from Nitz just way too fast, and Aaliyah could not corral that thing. He gets away out of bounds, and back up with it again comes MHMA. For the Lady Ravens, probably the low-scoring game, and it's been that so far. Probably not a bad thing. Here's a feed over to the back door. Coker into the lane, off the window, scores it. Her first points, and Lady Ravens break out on top. It is 4-2 with Hannah Coker's first bucket of the game. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. A couple of teams out of a very competitive Northeast Kansas League. There was a travel, no whistle, but the bounce pass to Wallace again will elude her, get out of bounds, and Coach Austin Eckert will make his first substitution here this evening. He's going to go to the bench, and we'll be bringing in Jenna Pitts, another senior. Jenna saw a lot of varsity time last season, and now we're going to have a foul on ACCHS. Talked in that last possession. Out of court, Jordan Kamplinger playing that tight defense on Urban, bumping and bumping. That time it was a little too much bumping. She'll have her first foul. And ACCHS will steal the inbound. Here comes Nitz. She'll dish it over to the left side. Tackles with the basketball. Feeds in the middle. Wallace backs in. Rotates, turns, shoots too soft. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Rink, and she'll bring it up the court herself. Jordan Rink dumps it over to the right side. Right through the hands of Anna Coker. And Lady Ravens will waste a possession. 4:55 to go in the first. It's still 4-2. Morehill Mount Academy. Into the game now for the Lady Tigers. We are going to see Madison Martin. Now, here's the deal. These two teams have a lot of similarities, and one of them is a very tall, very talented freshman five, okay? Madison Martin is that for ACCHS. She's over 6 foot tall. Now the feed to middle is going to be rejected, and we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul. We are against the Lady Ravens. Foul is going to be on Scarlett. It'll be her first team foul for Morehill Mount Academy. Coming to the line for Atchison County is going to be Kinsey Bowerly. She has her team's only points, and we'll pick up a third one there. 1 more shot coming up for Bowerly, and it is no good. Rebound. Lady Ravens are going to lose it out of play. It'll come back again to the Tigers. So, MHMA, a couple of teammates battling for it among themselves. Turn it over. 4:35 to go. First quarter, 4-3. Low-scoring affair here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. Girls High School Basketball. Game one of the 2022-23 season. Out on top with it. Just kind of defying Pitts to take that three-point shot. She does not, and then driving the baseline, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And I mentioned each team with a tall freshman. Well, Lady Ravens, is that Nora? No, that foul was going to be on Caitlin, right? So for Morehill Mount Academy, Caitlin Folsom is that. Also a over 6 foot freshman. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. It's still 4-3, Lady Ravens. The feed, back it in. It's going to be stripped away from Martin, lost out of bounds, and again, having been touched last by Morehill Mount Academy. Into the game now for Coach Nolan is going to come Nora Keckner. Here's a feed underneath. The shot for the Tigers goes up. No good. And an offensive rebound. Bounce pass over to the right side to Wallace. She'll drop a shoulder, turn, shoot. Got it. Aaliyah Wallace will have her first points of the ball game, and the Tigers will be back in front now at 5-4. 3:30 to go, opening quarter. Down with it comes Bethany here, but she's getting pushed and banged around hard out there to dive. Now it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Bowerly. She'll take it down the right side, go into the lane, an easy shot. It's going to be missed. Rebound lost out of play. Raven basketball. Bowerly coming up with the basketball, taking it down the court herself, going straight to the hoop. Really no defense in front of her, but could not make it count. And 3:25 to go in the first. Here come the Lady Ravens, trailing it now 5-4. Crowd's been into the game. Haven't had a lot to get really raucous about yet. Out on top of it is going to be Scarlett. She'll stop between the circles. Wallace all over her. Scarlett needs some help. Doesn't get it. It's going to be stolen again. Back down court. Nitz. She'll go in. She'll go up. She'll hit the shot. Natalie for two. Nitz will hit the bucket, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County 7, Maury Hillmount Academy 4.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
On the MHMA campus. Marhill Mount Academy coming down the court. Can't get the shot to drop, but it's going to go out of bounds back to them. Lady Ravens trailing by 3-7-4. Inbound it comes, way out on top. Two Lady Ravens a little confused about who's going to handle it, but Urban will pick it up. Bethany will back in, come out on top. Folsom lobs underneath, and Scarlett has run in too. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Low-scoring ball game. First team to 45, maybe to 40, wins it here tonight. Over to the right side, Folsom, into the lane. Hook shot, up, draws a foul. And she is going to come to the line. The foul is going to be on Martin, the freshman, against the freshman. Madison Martin, foul number one. It'll be team foul three. The free throw for Folsom, too soft. Out of the ball game will come Keckner and Coker. Second free throw is up. It is no good. The rebound is going to get away, get out of bounds. It'll be MHMA basketball. Into the game for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be a freshman, another freshman, Hannah Cody. .222 to go and winding along in the first, 7-4. Tigers with it, the lob down low. Wallace all alone underneath, can't get it. And then coming in late, we got a contact, the whistle, and a foul. And that's going to be, I believe, the second on Scarlett. So Scarlett Bangley will have her second foul. Has committed two of the three fouls so far in the game by MHMA. Wallace is at the line, squares up and throws it in. Aaliyah Wallace will have her third point. One more shot coming her way here. With that free throw, the score gets doubled up. Bowerly is pulled out of the game for ACCHS. Jenna Pitts is going to come back in. Wallace looking over her second free throw. On its way, looks good, is good. Wallace with four, and it is now 9-4, 2:16 to go. MHMA has not scored in a while. And the Tigers are on a 7-0 run. Urban walks it up the court, cuts over to the left side, working against Snitz, brings it over to the right wing. Brink with some trouble, tries to force it inside, and we'll have a push and another foul. We'll walk over and get the call. It is going to be on Jordan Kaplinger. I've got her for two, so does the scorekeeper. Tiger team foul four, Kamplinger personal foul two. Tigers are going to take the freshman Martin out of the game. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Rink has it right side. Doesn't look like she wants to dribble the ball. Looks to just pivot with the foot and try to kick it away. Now she'll work her way to the right side. Quickly comes back out on top. Folsom. Folsom starts left, comes right, goes again to Rink. The feed over outside the block, and as Coker drives in, we're going to get a whistle and a foul and a Tiger timeout. We're going to take a break with a minute 42 to go. We're in the opening quarter. It remains Atchison County 9, MHMA 4.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. As we were coming back, Mark Armand Academy putting the ball in play. Gets a quick bucket. Now it is a 9-6 game, and Tigers will have the basketball. ACCHS with a minute to go in the opening quarter. Leads it 9-6. They're spreading the offense out. A launch of three off the mark. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Tigers are going to recover it. Over to the right end is going to be Bowerly. She'll bring it back out on top, working between the circles now. Jenna Pitts. Jenna eases to the left side, goes there to Kaplinger. Surprised to see her out of the court with two fouls. The pass into the middle and going over the back is Madison Folsom trying to defend Aaliyah Wallace. So Madison picks up her second foul. MHMA has Scarlett Bagley and Madison Folsom, each with two fouls already. Tigers are going to put the ball in at their offensive end. They'll drive it across all the way on the left side, bring it out on top. Half a minute to go in the first. Back over to the right. They'll feed it down to the block. Wallace pushes in, doubled up there. Can't get it away. Back it'll come to the right corner. Again, they'll try to feed Wallace out on top. Over to the left. Bowerly for three. Gets it to roll in. Bowerly hits the three. She's got six. And it is a 12-6 lead for Atchison County. 10 seconds to go in the first. Rink down the right side. 6 seconds left. Tigers have got to be aware, or rather, the Ravens have got to be aware of the time. The feed to the middle is going to be batted away, and MHMA ends the quarter with a possession that does not give them a shot. We'll be back. One quarter in the book here in Atchison. ACCHS 12, MHMA 6.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Getting set to go to the second quarter of the girls' game, the first of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening. And MHMA will bring the ball in play to begin the second quarter. And They're back on offense. Lady Ravens are going to go with the original starting five to begin the second quarter. They've got Brink, Banowitz, Bagley, Coker, and Urban. Shot goes up, but it won't go in. Rebounding back down. Here comes ACCHS. Natalie Nitz will walk it slowly up the floor, and Lady Ravens have shifted down to a bit of a zone defense. Looks like a 3-2 zone. Rink will play at the top center. Tigers work the perimeter, swinging the ball from side to side, making that zone shift across. And now it's going to happen. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Banowitz. She's all alone. The easy breakaway layup. Good. Banowitz will have her first bucket of the ball game, and the zone has worked. It is 12-8 at 7:10 to go in the half. Coach Austin Eckert on his feet, giving his team a little instruction. Sure, letting them know what he would like to see them to do to break this zone defense up a little bit. Pass will go deep into the right corner. Tigers on offense. Comes out on top to Kaplinger. They'll swing it back down to the left side. Handling it down in the corner. There's going to be Panel. Back to Kaplinger. Kicking it out on top. Natalie. 6.5 to go. Tigers taking a world of time on this possession. They're more of a get up and down and score sort of a team. So the zone has really slowed them down. Again, the long side-to-side pass. ACCHS works the outside, and for MHMA, this is exactly what Coach Noel wanted to see happen. 6:10 to go, and the Tigers refuse to take a shot. The coaching staff on the near side are on their feet now. They'll pass it. They'll get inside. They'll drop it a shoulder. The shot is up for Wallace. It's no good. The rebound is going to be on the ground, lost out of bounds, and it is. I think Tiger basketball, we did not get a call from the official. He called it out of bounds, but he never gave us a direction. It will be Tiger ball. Inside 6 to go in the first half. And back it will come again to the 3-2 zone. Pass around to the left. Now Bowerly will be willing to shoot, and she will hit the three. Bowerly's second three of the ball game, giving her 9 points. And it is now 15-8. And that is the solution to breaking up that zone. If you can shoot your opponent out of it, shoot over the top of it, that's how it's done. Jenna Pitts, Madison Martin, back into the game for ACCHS. 5.5 to go in the half. Tigers are going to be coming up court with the basketball, now leading it 15-8. Walking it up the floor, Jenna Pitts. She'll take it to the top. You've got Wallace now playing at the high post. She'll wait for this offense to surge from one side to the other. Now she'll see her start working her way down the lane. The kick will come to the right side. Here's a three from the right edge. It's off the rim. No good. Follow shot is going to be up and no good. And rebounding it down, it's going to be Folsom. Here comes MHMA. A near travel on Rink. They didn't call it a break for the Lady Ravens. Urban will work around to the right side. 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Urban goes into the lane, gets knocked to the floor. She'll be at the line shooting a pair. See against whom this foul is called. It's going to be Natalie Nitz picking up the foul. Her first. Tanker team foul 5. Bethany Urban. 2 points so far in the game. It is on its way, in and out, no good. One more shot coming her way. Coker and Banowitz, Folsom, Bagley, or Folsom, Rink, and Urban. Her second free throw also won't drop. And those are the MHMA 5, and back up with it will come the Tigers. Nitz will take it, she'll swing it over to the right side, staying with his own defense. MHMA over to the Bowerly. She'll run, shoot, 13-footer. No. Rebounding Coker. Here comes Urban down the court. It is 2-on-4. Now Coker from straight away at the top for 3. Rebound Wallace. Tigers coming back up the court. 4.5 to go in the half end. We're going to get another Tiger timeout. Coach Eckert taking a break. Joseph, we're going to do it with him at 4:27 to go before intermission. It is Atchison County 15, Moorhill Mount Academy 8.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Tigers have put the ball back in play and have gone up court into the fourth quarter again. Running their offense out of the pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away. Batted with to knock it free, and it'll be pulled out by Coker. Hannah into the forecourt with it herself. Quickly out on top with it is going to be Bethany Urban. Halfway through the second quarter, 15-8. ACCHS in front. Tigers bringing back a highly successful group from last season and the season prior. Some very game-tested seniors on that Tiger team. Skip pass to the right side to Coker. Now we'll feed in the middle of the rank. Coker puts it on the floor in the middle of the lane where everybody's as tall as you, and it's going to be stolen away. Back up with a become Mitch and the Lady Tigers. 3.5 to go in the first half. 15-8, ACCHS. Wallace at the high post, straight away at the top of the key. She just facilitates throwing the ball on the right side to Natalie Nitz. Then back over on the left side, and that's going to be to Jenna Pitts. And they'll reverse it. Now you've got Wallace over the left side begging for the ball. She'll take it down to the baseline, and a gliding across the baseline shot goes completely over the rim, does not touch iron, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by MHMA. They'll get it to Urban, out on top. Banowitz goes three, misses it, well short. Rebound underneath, followed up and in Coker for two. The bucket is good by Hannah, her fourth point to the game, and it's now 15-10. 2:40 to go in the half. So the Lady Ravens staying close, keeping it within two possessions. Tigers wing it over to the right side, looking into the middle. The zone defense has been a huge adjustment by MHMA in the game. Out on top, Bowerly, she's the shooter. This is that one, has not missed many. Rebound is going to be tipped out. It'll be rebounded back down. There was a travel, no whistle, to kick back out on top. Dump over to the right side, Tigers will bring it in. Nitz loses it on the edge, they're going to call a foul. Natalie started driving in. Looked like she was going to lose the ball, but the defender stepping in front of her. Looked like maybe it's going to be Hannah Coker picking up her first foul. Coker, foul number one. Team fouls are now even at 5 apiece as Wallace is taken out of the ballgame by Atchison County. 2:13 to go in the half. 15-10, Lady Tigers. The ball comes in. The three goes up. It's way short. And rebounding it off the floor. Here comes Urban. She's double-teamed to the backcourt. Tackle to the floor. Dives on the ball. There's a scrum for it. WWE styling. Jump ball called. Back it will come to Atchison County. Letting them play here at Haverty tonight. 15-10, ACCHS. Jenna brings it in, and Natalie brings it up as the Lady Tigers are back on offense. Long cross court. It will go to the left side. Madison Martin has come back in for Atchison County. Here's a baseline three. It's way short. Rebound pulled down. ACCHS, or rather MHMA. Olsen comes down with it. Urban brings it up. And again, grabbed. And is there going to be a foul this time? It will be. Bowerly reaches in, whether particularly when she's trailing. It's done that a couple of times. There have been no fouls. This time there was. And it will be her second foul of the game. And we're going to get another timeout. Coach Knoll taking a timeout. Minute 37 to go and a half. It's a close one. And it's not very high scoring. It is Atchison County 15, Moore Hill Mount Academy 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Scarlett Bakely will come to the free throw line as Markham Mount Academy put the ball in play. Scarlett drives to the baseline and is fouled by Jenna Pitts, her first foul. Scarlett's first free throw is up, and it won't go in. One more shot coming the way of the senior. A minute 33 to go in the half, 15-10. Lady Tigers out front. Second free throw's up. It is just a little bit short. And it'll be put in play. Lady Tigers will bring it up. Natalie Nitz. Atchison County looking a little frustrated. 15 points with the minute 20 to go in the half. They're accustomed to rolling up more points than that. And now a lunging effort at the ball by MHMA freshman Cody. And she'll pick up a foul. Her first team foul, 6. So both teams are going to be going into the 1-1 for the last 120 here in the half. And again, Nitz with it on top. Tigers seem satisfied to slow this thing down right now. Feed underneath to Wallace. Doubled up. Turn, shoots, misses. Rebound tipped out. Coker will clear it away. Here comes Urban. She double-stepped, and yeah, she was thinking about throwing. Then she didn't want to know if she's going to throw. And then she decided she would throw. But all the time, she's running down the court without dribbling the ball, and we're going to get a turnover. Back and we'll come to Atchison County. Mental mistake for MHMA with a minute 7 to go in the half. And again, no points being scored by either team. 15-10. Here's a 3 from the top of the Tigers. There it is. Left alone, Natalie Nitz can score 30 a night because she's a very, very good perimeter shooter. That is her 5th here today. 18-10. In the last minute now of the half. The feed underneath off the block, going up with the shot. Then Coker is fouled by Wallish. Aaliyah Wallace picks up her first foul tonight. And come to the line will be Hannah Coker. Hannah's got 4 points this evening. MHMA as a team is 0-4 at the free throw line tonight. 0-5 after the first one. Rink is going to come back in. And Keckner will exit the floor for Coach Noel. One more shot coming up for Hannah Coker. Looking to break that little 0-for string. Yeah, she won't. 0-for-6. Rebounded down the Tigers. 39-38 seconds to go here in the half. Tigers up court for the basketball, looking for a double-digit lead on this trip. Cody, or rather the right side, there's a 3 launched by Nitz. It won't go down. The rebound. 2 more Hillmount Academy. 22. Now 20 seconds. Over to the left side. Cody tries a head fake. It didn't work. Back it'll come. Urban, that's a long 3. Straight. Nicely done. The 3 from the outside by Bethany Urban. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. At the buzzer, it's online. It's not in. And we've come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you of the ladies' game. At the break, Atchison County, 18. Mar Hillmount Academy, 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show.
Haverty Gym on the Moore Hill Mount Academy campus at Atchison, Kansas. It's halftime of the ladies' game as the guys' team's coming out on the court to warm up. And let's quickly recap the first half scoring for you. First of all, for ACCHS, they're led by Kenzie Bowerly. She has 9 points as they go into the locker room. Natalie Nitz with 5 and Aaliyah Wallace with the other 4 for the Lady Tigers. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, Bethany Urban paces the way, hitting that 3-pointer late. She's got 5. 4 for Hannah Coker, 2 apiece for Hannah Cody and Hope Banowitz. A couple of fouls each on Caitlin Folston and Scarlett Bagley for MHMA. A couple of fouls each on Jordan Kaplinger and Kinsey Bowerly for ACCHS. Again, guys' game coming up after this one, but first, we'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game live. But with your intermission score, ACCHS 418. MHMA 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio, where he's prepared yet another outstanding halftime.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you basketball from right here in Atchison as Moore Hill Mount Academy is playing host to ACCHS. We'll return to Tom Couts courtside in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be on the road at William Penn. The women's game has a 2 p.m. scheduled tip. The men should take to the court sometime around 4 p.m. Tuesday, we've got Moore Hill Mount Academy versus JCN with the girls game scheduled to start at 6. The boys' game should start sometime after 8. I'm going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back with the scores as I have them.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. start with our show pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to show pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your show pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your show pig needs.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening again. This is Joseph Kerr. We've got some scores for you, a couple of finals. First, starting at the halftime scores as I have them, our third quarter scores, I'm sorry, as I have them, we had Jackson Heights leading Royal Valley with a score of Jackson Heights Girls 53, Royal Valley Girls 28 in the third quarter. Sabetha Blue Jays were leading the Marysville Bulldogs with a final score, or with a half, I'm sorry, with a third quarter score of 32-20. In the Nemaha Central Centralia game, it was a win for Nemaha Central with a final score of Nemaha Central Girls 54, Centralia 37. The Rossville Dogs came to Atchison tonight, and the Lady Rossville team had 58 points to Atchison High's 30 points. The score in the game that we've got right now, right here at Hot Country 93.7, is Marhill Mount Academy 13, ACCHS girls are sitting at 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small, there are a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison. Or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until midnight tonight. Clear skies tonight with lows around 19. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club here in Atchison. We're sitting at 44.7 degrees Fahrenheit. We've got clear conditions. It currently feels like 35 degrees out there with the wind out of the north-northwest at about 23 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 58%. The dew point is 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure is steady at 29.89 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back again to the Hammerty Gym here in the Morehill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies game going to the second half with an 18-13 lead belonging to ACCHS. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. He's the guy that did such a good job taking care of you at halftime. Tom Couch with you here, and Lady Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. Here we go. Out on top, Banowitz three. A little bit short, and a rebound down to Bowerly. Tigers will bring it back up the floor. They're high five. Bowerly will dump it over to the left side. Gets it there to Kaplinger. Back on the right now, it will come to Natalie. Nitz will feed underneath. Wallace turns and shoots and scores, and right there. That is where Wallace is most dangerous. Inside 6 feet, and now we're going to have a foul from behind, and that may be the third by Kaplinger. No? I thought I had had her for more than that, but that what they will say is her second, so we'll put it down as two. Team foul, one of the second half for the Tigers. 20-13. Here comes MHMA back on offense. It'll come out on top to Rink. Should work toward the baseline. Comes out. The three is on its way for Urban. Won't drop. And a rebound to Wallace. Nitz will bring it up the court for Atchison County. He's his way over to the left side. Comes up. Squares up from the top. Three is up. No good. Rebound Wallace. Follows up. No. Rebound Scarlett. Wallace climbing over her back. And no foul called. They're going to say it's out of bounds off to Lady Raven. 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Tigers are bringing it out on top. Nitz will dump it over to the left side. Taking it over, there's going to be Laney Panel. Back to the left. Bowerly, she'll stop, square up, launch it. Nope. And we have a foul. And this time they will call Wallace for clearing out underneath. Wallace is a strong player and a presence at the post. A moment ago came down, didn't get a foul call. This time clearing out for the offensive rebound and did. And it will be the second foul of the game for Aaliyah. Team foul two, Atchison County. Now, Hannah Coker will bring the ball up the floor. The feed will come into the middle, and Scarlett goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. And for Marhill Mount Academy, here's a chance. This will be a one-point game if they were hitting free throws. A chance for them to break that goose egg here. Foul number one, by the way, for Laney Panel. Scarlett coming to the line. Free throw. Won't quite go. One more shot coming up for the MHMA senior. 20-13. Lady Tigers in front. This one, there it is! 20-14. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Atchison County coming up over the basketball. For each of these teams, it is game number one for 20-22-23. Over to the right side, all alone, easy one for Wallace. Puts it up and in. She goes up the court with a broad smile on her face, having hit her sixth point of the game. Here come the Lady Ravens, and now it's going to be stolen. Bowerly comes down against Scarlett, goes in, knocks her down, and they're going to call a flop on Scarlett. The bucket is going to be good for Bowerly, and she's in double-figure scoring now with 11. It is 24-14. MHMA with a double-digit deficit here, and they're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. It's Atchison County 24, MHMA 14.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers brownie, and more. This may be the fallest fall blizzard treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Back at Atchison, Kansas, MHMA coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play, drives up the baseline. The layup is going to be up and blocked away, out of bounds. It'll be off the Lady Ravens and Big Tiger basketball. As Bethany Urban drives across the baseline, but her shot was rejected, but went out of bounds off a Lady Raven player. 24-14, Tigers out front. ACCHS will walk it down. Natalie Nitz brings it to the top, swings it over to the right side. Now at the free throw line, the turnaround shot. I don't know whether that was a shot or a pass. I'm going to call it a pass. Kind of looked like a shot. Goes out of bounds either way, and Tigers will put it back in play. Nitz will have it on top. 5 minutes to go in the third. Left side is going to be Bowerly. Out on top to Nitz. Tigers doing a lot more holding the ball. Now they're getting it underneath. This is what they want. They get it to Wallace, who misses a point-blank layup. And rebound MHMA. Urban coming up the floor with it. 4:44 to go in the third. Out on top, Urban stops, squares, shoots the three. Rebound is taken away from Coker by Wallace. And she'll have a baseball outlet pass to Bowerly, running down the right side into the forecourt. Tigers with it, come out on top. That's going to be Jenna Pitts with it. Jenna, top of the key, feeds in the middle. Martin, back over to the left side. Atchison County has only gone seven deep so far tonight. Back in the middle, and again, the Lady Ravens zone defense has been a boon for them. We're midpoint of the third quarter now, 4 minutes left, a 10-point Tiger lead. 24-14, low scoring. The feed in the middle of Martin does not look to score, pushes it immediately back out to the top. Skip pass underneath Wallace. She'll look to shoot, and she'll hit another one coming off the block. Right now, the Lady Ravens have nobody strong enough to defend Wallace. If she's down off that block and look at a score as she was on that possession, she could do that pretty much at will. That is her eighth point of the game. And then Wallace races out on top to try to steal it away and commits, frankly, an unnecessary foul. And more importantly for the Tigers, it'll be Wallace's third. Wallace and Nitz will both exit the game. 3.5 to go in the third quarter, 26-14 now. MHMA will lob it into the backcourt. Urban brings it up. Now she's being guarded closely, needs some help. Stepping up on top is going to be Folsom. Caitlin will kick it over to the left side and nearly thrown away, but saved by the Lady Ravens. 3:13 to go. Pass inside. Cody throws it into the hands of the defender, and it's going to be turned over. Now we've got a jump ball called. It'll be Tiger basketball. So Hannah Cody coming into the game, tries to beat a well-guarded teammate, and the Lady Ravens are going to turn it over to the Tigers. 3 minutes to go in the third. 26-14. Pitts comes right side, Bowerly. Jenna with it again on top. Again, Bowerly in front of her team bench. Pitts back to Bowerly. They'll swing it all the way down to the baseline. Bring it on top. Bowerly goes in. A few steps later, her pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. She tries to kick a pass behind the goal and down the baseline. We're going to get Scarlett back into the game as Coker will come out. 2:40 to go in the third. On right side, Bowerly's three. And a rebound pulled down by Folsom. Here comes Urban. She's run into by Bowerly. Again, no foul called. Back out on top it comes. It's getting really a lot of contact going on out here. Full contact basketball this evening at the ladies' game, and now they will call a travel on Cody. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. MHMA has 1 point in the second half. It is 26-14. Not like the Tigers have set the world on fire. Six so far in the third. Passed down to the baseline, and it is going to be thrown away by Martin. Her skip pass right on the baseline, and Coach Austin Ecker quickly to his feet says, all right, Natalie Nitz coming back into the game. He's going to leave Wallace out with those three fouls for a while. Tigers are going to press on the inbound. Cody will take the inbound and come up the floor, slip, fall, and we're going to have contact called. Yeah. It's going to be a foul on Jordan Kamplinger, her third. So she'll be the second Lady Tiger to pick up a third personal foul. And Coach Eckert will remove her from the game. 2:07 to go in the third. Urban skips it down the right side. Keckner's in the game. To Scarlett, out on top. Folsom for three, wide right. Rebound on the floor. One, two, three, four bodies down there. And the official does the only thing he knows to do. Goes in, calls the jump ball. Possession error this time, MHMA. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. 26-14. In the ladies' game, ACCHS in front. It comes in on the right side. The shot is up by Scarlett. Misses, goes out of bounds. Tiger basketball. Well, when these coaches get done with this, good news is you always want to have things to work on. Both of them are going to go to the drawing board with plenty of things to focus on Monday. And first games are first games, and they are a learning experience. Minute 40 to play in the third. Atchison County back up over the basketball, leading it here by a dozen. They swing over to the right side. Now to the block. Martin has it stripped away. It's on the floor, and it's going to be taken away. Lady Ravens. Up with it comes ACCHS, and Cody's going to have it just taken out of her hands and back the other way with it. Lady Tigers. With the steal, that is going to be Danny Chu. Danny's a junior. And we will have a reach-in and a foul, and that is going to be on Hannah Cody. That will be her first foul. Shot for the outside, the long two, no. Rebound, and Martin climbing over the back of Caitlin Folsom. And for Madison, that will be her third foul. So now three Lady Tigers with three fouls apiece. And here comes MHMA up the floor. Down the left side, Banowitz runs, shoots, air ball, rebound, pull down Tigers. And back the other way will come Atchison County. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Top side with it is going to be Danny Chu. Coach Eckert says, just stop. Just hold it up here. They're going to run down the last half a minute. Unless somebody has a dunk opportunity, there will not be a shot taken until the clock's at zero. The kick will go back over to the left side. Laney will kick it out on top. 20 seconds to go. And again, Coach Eckert saying, just hold it up, ladies. 14. Here's Natalie. She's who I want to take my three, and it's up and good. That wasn't Natalie. Let me fix that. That was Danny. How about Danny Chu hitting the three? Lady Ravens have 3 seconds. Here's a desperation shot by Folsom. It's off the mark, and that's the end of three. We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison in the girls' game. It's all Lady Tigers. Atchison County 29, MHMA 14.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter, and the Tigers have an insurmountable lead at 29-14 as MHMA scored one third-quarter point. And give that one to Scarlett, hitting a free throw. ACCHS continues to be led by Kinsey Bowerly with 11. Here we go. Fourth quarter coming up, and it'll be Tiger basketball. We are underway. Looking out for the Lady Ravens. It'll be the original five of Rink, Banowitz, Bagley, Cooker, and Urban. Here's a shot for the Tigers underneath, and Wallace misses it, clanks it off the backboard, and kicks out over the top. You're going to have Danny Chu out there with Natalie Nitz. Wallace is coming to the free throw line. Also out there for the Lady Tigers, I've got Jenna Pitts and Kinsey Bowerly. Free throw. Yes, Wallace is a good free throw shooter. Ellie is 3 of 3 at the line tonight. And this one would put her at double-digit scoring, and it does. It is now 31-14. Urban into the forecourt, starts left, comes right, skip pass over to Coker. Behind her comes to Urban. Bethany starts to the left side, brings it out between the circles, Scarlett. Bagley dumps it right side, Banowitz. 7.5 to go in the game, and the pass in the middle for Coker, and another foul on Atchison County. This one is going to be on Bowerly. And Coach Eckert has done a great job of spreading the fouls out. He now has 4 players with 3 fouls apiece. No one with a fourth. And Hannah Coker with 4 points and 0-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. Coming to the line here. Looking at her team some fourth quarter scoring, and she'll do it. Point number 5 of the night for Hannah Coker, making it now 31-15. Eyes it up. One more on its way. No. And rebound. ACCHS. It'll walk up the floor with Jenna Pitts for the Lady Tigers. Kicks it over to the right side, right in front of the ACCHS bench. Back up on top. Bowerly goes in. Loses the handle on the ball. It shoots out of her hands. Coach Eckert vehemently argues. But to no avail. 7-11 to go in the game. It'll be MHMA ball. See what coaches do. All the players are kind of working on, you know, getting their game together for the year. That's getting your game together, you know, arguing with the officials. You've got to get that started early. Kind of work on that. 31-15. And now MHMA turns it over on an error on the inbound. It'll come back in again to the Tigers. Wallace will take the inbound pass. And around the outside it comes. Nitz skips it low. Wallace all alone. Jump shot. Nope. Rebound followed up. And plus one. 6:59 to go in the ball game. Lady Tigers, a runaway train here now as they push their lead to, what, 18? Martin will come back in for Atchison County. Coach Eckert using the opportunity to get his freshman post and a little bit of game PT. And here's a free throw. It is up and good. So Bowerly stretches now to a 14-point first game of the year. 6:55 to play in the third. The ball is going to be knocked away from behind, and Bowerly has reached in an effort to make a steal, and in fact, that effort gains her 4th foul tonight. Is she going to exit the game? Apparently, yes. Tigers are going to come back in with Lainey Pannell. So Pannell and Nitz are going to be the backcourt duo. The free throw is up for Banowitz. It will fail. And the MHMA free throw shooting woes continue. 34-15. Tigers out front. 6:40 to go. Here's a lob into the middle. And Wallace shows it into a trio of white jerseys. And Scarlett says, I don't want this. Bethany will take it. She'll launch it up to Hope. The feet across to the right block. Folsom shoots. No. gets her own rebound, throws it into the hands of a defender. Coming down court with it is going to be Nitz. She'll stop. She wants to back away. Nice defense by Bethany. The feed will go to the top. Now down to the baseline left. Tigers with the ball back on offense at 6:10 to go. Nitz for the long three. Can't get it. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be off Coker. 6:09 to go in the game. 34-15. Atchison County out front. The inbound will come to Wallish. Back over to Martin. The feed goes underneath and an absolutely uncontested layup is up and good for Jenna Pitts. Her defender had erred and just left her all alone. Here's a three for Coker. Rebound. Folsom has it. Dumps it back over to the right side. Here's a three for Banowitz. Nope. Rebound. Tigers. Yeah, it's just a county up the floor. Leading it here by some 21 points. 36-15. MHMA with 2 second-half points and 5.5 to go in the game. All the way around to the right side with the ball is going to come Jenna. Dumps it over to Laney. In the lane, the turnaround shot. Wallace, give her two more. Tiger's going to take a timeout. Wallace hit a dozen points as we take a break. 5:20 to go in the game. It is Atchison County 38, Markhamon Academy 15.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
As we get back to Tigers, for the Lady Ravens, putting the ball in play, getting down the court, taking one shot. It was no good. Get their own rebound, bring it back out on top again, and work it around to the right side as we're inside 5 minutes to go. Back out on top, it's going to be Bethany for three. Rebound it down to Wallish. Tigers will walk it up the court. Coach Eckert telling his team to slow it up as he's got one, two, three, four. Is that five? No, only four starters in the game right now. He's taking a starter out with 4.5 to play, leading it here by a 23-point margin. Wallace will work her way over to the left side. Here's a three cap. Nope. Way short. Wow. I hope that Caitlin is okay. That rebound hit her. She recovers, gets down the court, puts up a shot that is over the rim, and a rebound is going to be swallowed up by the Tigers. Nitz will race into the forecourt. 4:14 to go. The feed down low. Wallace turns. Shoots it right through Scarlett, picks up two more. Wallish has 14 now, and it's 40-15. 4 minutes to go in the game. And we will have a foul on the other end. This one's going to come up, and let's see who this one's going to be on. It's going to be on Laney, her second tonight. Morehead Academy was going to make a substitution or two. Scarlett coming to the free throw line. It is just wide to the right side. And it will mean, having missed the front end of the 1-1, that the Tigers will have the ball. And again, up the floor with it is going to be starting point guard Natalie Nitz. Natalie feeds in the middle of Wallace. She clanks off her hand, but it's going to be saved in the middle by Madison Martin. Back over to come to Wallace. Top side, Danny Chu. 3:40 to go. Here's Wallerstrom, 17. No. Rebound taken away by Coker, and the official says you didn't take it away quickly enough as a jump ball possession. MHMA. Coach Knowles on his feet, taking a timeout. Let's do it. 3.5 to go in the game. Lady Tigers, 40. Lady Ravens, 15.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
No time has gone off the clock, but it's still 40-15. Atchison County leading. Coach Eckhart has taken out a couple of starters and brought one starter back in along with one early reserve. And here's a shot from the outside by Chu. Won't go in. Keckner rebounds it down. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. 2.5 to go in the ball game, 40-15. Down to the right side is going to be Coker. Gets it to Scarlett. Out on top, Bethany. Around to the left side, Nora Keckner. She goes into the lane, slips in, and got pushed. That was going to be a foul call. Foul is going to be on Chu. It'll be Danny's first. 40-15. Atchison County. It'll notch that first win of the year. Keckner coming to the line, look for that first point of the year, and gets one. So Nora Keckner will knock down her first point tonight. 40-16. And that one's just a little wide to the right side. Goes out of bounds. 40-16. For MHMA, the second half has been a little tough getting any points on the board. They have one, two, three, four. Yeah. No, three. They got 3 second-half points on 3 free throws. Have not scored a field goal yet since halftime. Around to the right side. The feet underneath. The shot. Nah, not going to quite get in there. Tigers, with 1:50 to go in the game, will go to the bench and we'll pick up our new player out there. And let's see if I can locate that. Flip a page or two here for the Lady Tigers out the court. Now it's going to be Emmy Smith, senior. MHMA with the ball. They'll feed inside. Now the three. It's a little long. Followed up and home. That's Scarlett knocking that down. No. Yeah. It is now 40-18. Cross court pass is going to get away into the crowd, and we're down to 1:26 to go. Fish will be putting the play in from the right side. That front row over there is risky business, man. It just to be pulled up and sitting, and you got to be careful when you're that close to the action. 1:20 to go. Down to the right side, and the outlet pass is going to get away, and we get a whistle, though. 1:18 left. That is going to be the fourth foul of the game on Lady Tiger, Madison Martin. The free throw by Scarlett just did a little to the left. Bankley's going to get one more shot at it here. Morehill Mount Academy is going to bring Isla into the game. Isla Hall, J. Jr. with a minute 18 left. This free throw right in there. Scarlett Bagley, 4 points tonight. Minute 10 to play. Atchison County will drive in. Feed left off the block. Martin applauds her shot as she knocks in her first point of her high school career. And we were here to see it. Madison Martin for two. In the last minute, Isla Hall's three. Nope. Goes out of bounds on the fly, and it'll come back in again to the Lady Tigers. Cora Thorne into the game for Coach Luke Noel now. 48, 47 seconds left. Tigers with it up top side. They'll swing to the right. Dump it into the corner, and a traveling call is going to be issued here. Here comes Hope Banowitz, kind of palming the ball over a little bit with that left hand as she brings it up the court, swings it all the way down the left side, goes to the baseline. Defender kind of stumbles into her, no whistle. Hope takes it all the way to the left side in front of the student section, dribbles it back off on top, kicks it over to the left where Folsom will run and shoot, hits the front edge of the rim, and a rebound coming out of the Tigers, and the ball is knocked away from behind by Folsom, who's going to pick it up and bring it up court. 12 seconds, 11. Folsom will bring it down to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the left side with eight. Looking for it. Hope, three. No. 5 seconds, four. And it's on the court. Tigers win it. Final score tonight, Atchison County 42, MHMA 19. We'll be back to wrap up this girls' game right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around. Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the ladies' game is in the book, and ACCHS wins it going away tonight, 42-19. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Lady Tigers, 14 apiece for Aaliyah Wallace and Kinsey Bowerly. It drops pretty dramatically then to Natalie Nitz, who's scored 5, 3 tonight for Danny Chu at Jenna Pitts and Madison Martin, each getting 2 points. For MHMA, leading scorer with 5, it was Hannah Keene and Bethany Urban, 5 apiece. Scarlett Bagley with 4, 2 tonight. Hope Banowitz and Hannah Cody and 1 for Nora Keckner. For MHMA, just a matter of unable to generate any points in the second half. In fact, 1 point in the third quarter and ultimately 6 points in the second half sealed their fate tonight as MHMA goes to 0-1. The Tigers begin their season at 1-0. That said, the guys are out of the court warming up. Stick around. We're going to be back and bring you boys high school basketball here in Atchison, Kansas next. Final score again of the ladies' contest, Atchison County 42, Morehill Mount Academy 19. Don't go far. We'll be back with the guys' game. But first, kicking you back to the studio where Joseph has a real good plan for you.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.